What up, Cockboy Nations? Best friend Gary Gabagool, and this is HoeCast. Not HoeCast, like, you know, like we're talking about hoes, you know, like, you know, like, oh shit, check out that hoe. I'm gonna bang that hoe. Not like that. Like, HoeCast, highly offensive entertainment cast. Right? That makes sense. But, you know, I'm all about the hoes, too. Don't get me wrong, you know. Fuck it. Respectfully speaking, of course. But, yeah, well, fuck it. I don't want to get the fucking... I don't want to get every episode into, like, you know, political topics and shit. Like, I had zero intention of getting into, like, political topics or anything like that. I hate politics. I think politics are bullshit and complete nonsense. Politics are just fucking stupid. There's nothing to debate. It has nothing to do with ideologies and all this shit that, you know, people like Ben Shapiro. I like Ben Shapiro. He's right about some stuff, wrong about other stuff, but ideology in politics is bullshit. What's her name? You know, the fucking Democrat, OAC or whatever her name is, that bitch. You think she's like, you know, some kind of fucking social justice warrior or some shit? She's a bullshitter. It's all about money. Politics is about money. You think that fucking, what's his name? That thumb-looking guy, what's his name? Mitch McConnell, I think. I think that's his name, Mitch McConnell. You think he gives a shit about anyone? His constituents? Fuck no. Motherfuckers only care about money. All politicians only care about money. You can't get into politics without caring about money. It's a fucking fact. It's bullshit. But I don't know. I'm so fucking, I don't know what the right word is, enamored with, like, social justice warriors. I think they're so fucking funny, like, how stupid they are. The stupidity behind what they say is insane. It's fucking insane that they would spew this shit and others just fucking accept it and believe it. And, you know, like, yeah, right on, man. That's a great fucking story. That's a great fucking thing to say. Yeah, I really support that. The thing is, it's not that, when I say stupid, yeah, they're fucking stupid. Like, come on, use some common sense. They clearly aren't using common sense. But on the other hand, this is what they've been taught. Like, yes, you can fault them because, you know, I mean, majority of them are what, like under 25 and shit. And the ones that are over 25 are true morons. Like, they are truly retarded people, because by then, you know, like, you should fucking see, all right, you know, some of that shit I was thinking is fucking dumb, you know what I mean? Like, but when you're young, you fucking think all kinds of dumb shit, you know. I'm trying to think, I still probably think some dumb shit too. But, I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, still wet behind the ears and shit, I fucking thought some dumb shit, you know, because I didn't know. You don't know. When you're young, you don't know shit. You think you know. You're like, oh, shit, I fucking know that. No, you don't. Especially now with social media and shit, like, you have no fucking chance. Like, you are bombarded with fucking thousands of people fucking telling you, you know, how it is and, you know, like, what's right and what's wrong and shit. Like, you... It's tough to form your own opinion, I would assume, you know? And plus, the feeling of being along. I mean, that's got to be heavily into the fucking situation, too. Because you could tell some of the... When these motherfuckers... Like, when a social justice warrior gets chumped, like, every now and then, you'll see one that, you know, they... You could tell... You could look in their eyes, and they're like... You could tell that they're not feeling what they're saying, you know? But they love those retweets. They love those fucking likes that they're getting on Twitter, you know? Like, that's why, like, you know, my highly offensive entertainment podcast, like, that's why, you know, like, my fucking tagline is, what is the tagline? It's some bullshit, like, you know, it's only offensive if you need retweets, because that's all you ever find when people are offended, you know? They have to fucking, they just want retweets and likes and shit. It's all for fucking Twitter. It's all for fucking, you know, their 15 minutes of fame. You know, because, like some of these takes are fucking just idiotic, you know? And I want to watch a video with Piers Morgan. Now, Piers Morgan, like I said in another episode, like, he's fucking nutty with some of his takes. But I know his take on genders, you know, like with all of these fucking genders, like there's two fucking genders, you know, and you want to include transgenders, like, of course, you know, but there aren't 100 genders. You can't just pick and choose your gender. Gender fluid is not a thing. You can't go from a boy to a girl. What you're doing is being masculine one day, and the next day you're being a little feminine. Sometimes I'm a feminine little bitch too. I'm not changing my gender. Like, the stupidity of that is fucking, it's pathetic. It's fucking pathetic. You know, sometimes I'm feeling strong, you know. Sometimes I'm feeling strong. I could go fuck someone up, you know. I'm not like, you know, thinking like, oh, I'm a man today. You know. Sometimes I feel like fucking, you know, baking a cake. Does that mean I'm a fucking girl now? No, get the fuck out of here. It's so stupid. It's fucking stupid. You're being stupid. If you, you know, I mean, and I don't want to just fucking shit on people just for shitting on them. You know what I mean? Like it's, you got to see how fucking dumb that sounds. You can't change genders. You can't. It's not fucking possible. Unless you go through what actual transgenders do, and that's, you know, the fucking hormones, you know, getting the fucking hormones and fucking, you know, the suppressants and fucking, you know, getting your dick chopped off and getting a new hoo-ha and fucking getting some tits. Like, yeah, that's true transgenderism. Like, that's a true transgender person, and that person is going through hell. They are fucking going through hell. I don't fucking know. Do I know? I'm trying to think if I know any transgender people. I don't think personally, but I've heard their fucking stories. Like, you can just fucking hear the pain in their voice. Like, how fucking tough it is to fucking transition. Like, you know, like, their whole fucking life was fucking hell. And these fucking people, and that's the worst part about all of this, is these people with all their hundreds of genders and shit are just shitting on real transgender people. Because, you know, like, you see these fucks who go on Twitter and like, oh, today I'm a girl, or whatever fucking gender they're, you know, like, oh, just today. Oh, you know, new day. Oh, today I'm a guy. Yep, I am. It's that fucking easy. Meanwhile, these transgender people, I guarantee transgender people are fucking killing themselves over this. I can't imagine being a transgender person and fucking reading these tweets. Like, the mental torment that a transgender person has been through and has to see some fucking retard asshole on Twitter tweeting out, I'm a girl today, you know, and then the next day they're fucking tweeting out they're a fucking, you know, a demisexual fucking man or whatever the fuck they are, you know? Like, the torment, like, that must fucking, I mean, aggravate him and fucking just, like, I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't even want to put myself in their shoes in that situation. Because, like, how fucking arrogant of you people. And when I say you people, I mean you people making up genders. Like, how arrogant of you to fuck it. It's just fucking mind-boggling that people are so fucking arrogant to just shit all over people that they claim to, you know, care about and help. Do they even realize it? How many of them realize that? I'm sure there's some, but maybe the majority of them don't. They don't even fucking realize what they're doing, you know? It's just, it's fucking mind-boggling how fucking, you know, because I think a big part of it too is, you know, because you hear about, like, you know, oh, my fucking, you know, it's basically, it's about me, you know? I need to come out and everybody needs to know what gender I am, and, you know, I need to be gender fluid and this and that. Like, nobody needs to know. I've already went through this. Like, nobody needs to know your fucking gender. Nobody cares about your gender. But it's about them. They need to fucking, they love those tweets. They love those likes on their tweets and the retweets and, you know, getting all this fucking attention. That's what it's really all about, I think. It's about attention, you know? I think that shit gets addicting, you know? It has to. Because could these people really be fucking so fucking heartless to transgender people? You know, the people that they claim they're fucking fighting for and care about so much. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine people being that heartless, but really, it's probably pretty easy, right? I mean, because these people don't give a fuck about anyone but themselves, so I don't know, man. But yeah, so let's check this fucking video out. Social Justice Warrior, SJW Triggered. I think that's the channel. But the video is called "Non-Binary Demands to Fire Pierce Morgan for His Views on Gender." It basically cancel him, which is fucking ludicrous. I mean, the whole cancel culture. How fucking dare you? You know, if someone fucking, you know, goes against what you think, and they should be fucking fired and fucking, you know, humiliated. Because, like, it's absurd. It's fucking absurd. Especially when your position is absurd. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you have a position that's, you know, like, you know, holds up and has merit, you know, like, and the other person also does, you can't, like, how dare you? You know, like, who the fuck are you? You know? But like, if their position has, you know, like, is, you know, racist or some shit, or, you know, just fucking hurts people, or, you know, is scamming people, like, fuck yeah, they should be canceled. Fucking go after them motherfuckers. But when it's your fucking argument that is fucking pathetic, get the fuck out of here. You know your fucking argument's pathetic. That's why you want to fucking go after them, you know? But yeah, let's check this out.
Why do you think Piers is so offensive?
Well, I think the way that Piers talks about trans people, and specifically non-binary people, is that you mock them, you make fun of them, you use them as entertainment, you use the lives of real people in this country, a vulnerable minority, as something to make fun of and get a reaction. And I don't think that's the quality journalism
When
that
has
you
he
do
done
elsewhere.
that?
Well,
for
Be
example,
specific, be
well,
specific.
when you claim that you're a two-spirit penguin.
Yeah, you know why I did that?
Go on.
Because you and I had this debate about the 100 genders. And
Yeah.
I made the point, if literally you can now identify in 100 different ways your gender, including two-spirit person and all this other stuff, then I'm entitled to identify as a two-spirit penguin. In other words, there are no limits. And what's interesting is, you want me to respect all those 100 genders,
Yeah,
however
I do.
ludicrous some of them are, but you have zero respect for my right to identify myself in any way I see fit. So in other words, it's one
No.
rule for you. You say everyone's entitled to say they can be whatever they want. But the moment I decide that I want to
No,
be a
Piers.
two-spirit penguin, you go absolutely nuts and
No,
want to
that's not
control
how it
how I
works, Piers.
self-identify.
That's not
That
how
is
it
the
works.
point I'm making. That is
Okay.
not transphobic.
Okay,
That is
let...
exposing a
It
flaw
is...
in your position.
It isn't, because being a
Yes.
penguin isn't a gender. That's not on the gender
Whoa, oh fuck, I shouldn't have paused it.
spectrum.
No, but...
It's not on the gender spectrum. Aren't these fucks making up genders every fucking day? Aren't genders being made up? The whole 100-gender thing wasn't a thing until, like, what, 5, 7 years ago or whatever? How the fuck is this retard, and he is a fucking retard, how the fuck can he say that, you know, oh no, that's not a gender? His whole fucking argument is anyone can be what they want. Everybody can be, you know, whatever gender they want. But your gender is... What? Are you fucking retarded? Is this the position of these kind of people? And when I say kind of people, I mean retards. Because this is fucking absurd. How fucking retarded? There's a retarded fucking... Oh my God.
But,
It doesn't matter
Benjamin,
how...
can't you see how he's taking it to
No,
the
because
absurd degree?
it doesn't matter how many times you pretend to be Pingu Morgan, that's still not a gender that people can identify with. But what we know is that there will be people watching this
How do you
program this
know?
morning who might be vulnerable, who might be unsure, that are trans, that are non-binary, and it can do real damage. When I was growing up, I watched GMTV with...
Saying that you're a fucking two-spirit penguin is damaging? How fucking soft are you? That's damaging to you? How is that gonna damage a transgender? I don't understand that. Like, someone that's battling with their fucking trans, like, the only thing fucking, you know, fucking up people that are, you know, battling with what gender they are is you people. These fucks, motherfuckers like this, are what is fucking everything up. Kids are questioning the fuck out of who who they are and what they are because of fucking jerk-offs like this fuck. Holy shit. The arrogance and fucking, like, lunacy that these people fucking believe is sickening. It's fucking sickening. Like, they're literally hurting kids. You know, like you, oh, saying you're a fucking, you're a two-spirit two-spirit fucking penguin. Yeah, that's damaging kids. Not what you're doing, though. Not what you're doing. Not making up all these fucking genders. That's not damaging kids at all. Nope.
Religiously, and I was gay and unsure about my sexuality, and I fear that really? If that had been mocked constantly on breakfast telly,
there
that would have damaged.
Okay, but on that point, there are a few.
On that point, you should, like, if you didn't know, like, do you hear how you talk? Come on, man. Everybody knew you were fucking gay when they heard you talk.
People who have been louder and prouder about promoting gay rights on television than I have relentlessly on this program. To zero credit for people
think,
like you, right?
I mean, I don't think
secondly,
not hating gay
secondly,
people
as
is
India
a great
knows,
achievement.
Nobody has been louder and prouder in promoting trans rights, right? And India will confirm that because she's seen it and she's responded to it and come on and debated it with me. So when you call me racist, homophobic, sexist,
racist.
No, but I've seen all the stuff on Twitter in the last 2 days, right? This debate about me. Apparently I'm racist, I'm transphobic, I'm bigoted, I'm homophobic. It's all baloney. It's actually baloney. What I think should be happening is this whole gender debate, to me, has got completely out of control.
Absolutely.
And the reason I feel so incensed, and I'll come to India in a moment, the reason I feel incensed about this 100 gender thing, imagine being India Willoughby, who's gone through transitioning, which is an extraordinarily difficult, emotional, psychological...
Well, he's going through, he's saying some really good shit right now, but holy shit, that person's a fucking transgender? Oh, man. Wow. See, because usually, and no offense to transgender women, but, like, you know, usually they look like, you know, they look like a guy. You know, they have a lot of guy features because they used to be a guy, you know, but, shit, I mean, you know, on the transgender scale, she's up there, right? Like, you know, on transgender 1 through 10, she's probably a, what, 8, right? I mean, fuck. You know, because, you know, I don't see no Adam's apple. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. That's, you know, that's weird. But I do wonder if she has a hoo-ha. That's just my curiosity. But, yeah, let me rewind a little, because he is saying what I've
feel incensed about this 100 gender thing. Imagine being India Willoughby, who's gone through transitioning, which is an extraordinarily difficult emotional, psychological, and physical process. Lasting a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally get to transition to be a woman, right? Having wanted to be that your whole life, then you get told, actually, it's meaningless because there are now 100 ways to identify gender.
Well, let's hear from India.
Yeah, I think Piers is a beacon of light, and most trans people...
Okay, all right. Now that, you know, she started talking, okay, now, yeah. But looks-wise, I can't really tell, man.
I'm actually going to use the word transitioners here because transgender now has become something completely different. Transgender now is about floating about in the middle, no commitment, you pick and choose who you want to be. And with the greatest respect, I don't need any gay people coming in to represent me because I'm trans. It's not the same as being gay.
Fucking perfectly said. And this is a this is a trans person saying this. Like, she's telling this fuck right here, and just look at this fuck, how he's looking at her. Like, it seems so condescending. Like, he's just about to just fucking, you know, just put off everything she's saying as just, you know, nonsense or whatever. But, like, like, she's telling this fuck how it is. She's living that life. And he's a gay man. And this is, I hate this. This is one of these things where I fucking can't stand. He's a gay man who's fighting for transgender people. It's like when white bitches fight for, you know, African-American rights or black people rights. You know, it's like you're a white bitch in college. Sip your latte and shut the fuck up. You don't know. You know, you don't know Jamal's fucking situation. You don't speak for Jamal, but all these white bitches, they speak for black people for some reason. And, you know, it's socially acceptable. I don't know how, But yeah, here's a gay, just a gay guy, a white gay guy who's speaking for transgender people. Makes sense.
And if you're saying that, you know, this is making a mockery of gender, well, what's your views on drag? I find drag far more offensive than anything that Piers says.
Drag isn't
is gay. No, but drag is gay men dressing up as women in a flamboyant way, exaggerated mannerisms.
Drag
they're
is a beautiful
gender.
Art.
No, it's not a beautiful
art. Do you not
whatsoever.
Accept? It is. That's a ridiculous
it's
comment.
Not.
Do you not?
Again, I have to say this again. This is a transgender person telling this gay man, this gay white man, who like how it is, and he's just brushing it off. He's like, she's like, that's that's what's offensive to me, drag queens. And this guy's like, no, it's not offensive. It's fine. These are the same people telling everyone that what you're saying is offensive. She's telling him this is offensive. He's like, no, it's not. Like, social justice warriors are the dumbest fucking people on planet Earth. You know, I mean, I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's probably 28, so he should know by now. So he does fall into the category of being a fucking moron, you know, potentially retarded, you know. Because at this point, like, no, you can't be this dumb, can you? I guess so.
Except, though, that you identify as you're a trans woman.
No, I no longer, you know what? I no longer identify as trans because it's become so embarrassing because of people like you and what you champion.
Oh, India.
I'm ashamed of it.
You
it's
must
awful.
Accept there are people, there are bigoted people in this country.
I don't accept there are 100
there
genders.
There are bigoted people
absolutely
in this country
not.
Who don't recognize your identity. Why is it okay when you recognize that that is unacceptable and bigoted for you to turn to non-binary people and say you don't recognize their identity? Isn't that a race to the bottom?
How can non-binary be transgender? What exactly are you transitioning?
Well, it's under the umbrella
term. You don't
term.
Even believe in gender. So how can you
I
be
do.
Transgender? It's made a mockery.
Holy shit. She's so fucking right. Like, the fucking insanity. The fucking insanity. And holy shit, I think that's a powerful statement to say. She's a transgender woman. And she's like, I don't even want to be transgender anymore because you're making what I am a fucking joke. You, sir, are making a joke. She said it to his fucking face. You're making what I am into a joke. And he's not listening. He doesn't even care. He does not care. Like, the fucking arrogance of social justice warriors is fucking disgusting. Like, how does it not make someone sick? Like, this is, like, what the fuck? Like, this is the world we live in. Was shit like this, like, forever and I just didn't notice? Like, am I just noticing how fucking retarded the world is? Am I the only one? Please, tell me. I need to know. Make sure you follow, subscribe, and like, and fucking, you know, follow me on everything and all that good stuff. And let me know in the comments or just hit me up on any of the fucking social medias. I want to know, am I the only one? Am I fucking retarded? Am I the retarded one? Because this, holy shit, I'm not questioning my sexuality or anything, but I'm questioning my sanity. Because this is insane. Thank God fucking Piers Morgan and, like, I would really think I was insane if I wasn't listening to Piers Morgan and, what's her name, India? And India fucking, you know, saying what I'm thinking, basically. You know what I mean? Like, having the same fucking thought process. Because, holy shit, this world is retarded.
Of the
I totally agree.
The whole
I totally agree.
You don't
and by
need
the way,
to be
I've heard,
gender
and I've
expert.
Heard from
you just need
of,
to be compassionate.
I've heard lots of people. Yeah, but you're not compassionate, are you?
This is I am. I'm incredibly compassionate.
It's this hard line. They're so intolerant.
I have rarely been subjected to more foul abuse on social media than I have in the last few days since this campaign started against me. There is an aspect of, I'm afraid, your lobby group, for want of a better word, the gender lobby group, which is highly abusive. It wants everybody that they don't agree with to be fired, cancelled, destroyed, and everything else. And I say, what is wrong with debate? You and I came on and we debated it on here, right?
Yeah.
I actually learned a bit from you. And perhaps you learned a bit from me, and maybe you didn't. But your response to a good-natured debate on that is to now come back on and demand I get fired, because we only want people sitting here that you agree with. And I say that most people, and I say this with respect to you, most people think the concept of 100 genders is utter nonsense. Yeah. And if it takes me to say, on television, get away from this ridiculous control freakery stuff that no one's allowed to challenge it. If it's to me that says that, I'm going to say it. And you're not going to stop me, and you're not going to get me fired.
And what exactly is your expertise on gender? Have you got any gender issues?
I'm a cisgendered male, and I feel happy to be comfortable in that.
Benjamin, you'll have to explain what cisgendered is, because it's not a white,
horrible language. I was born as a man, and I identify as a man.
You're a male. You're a man.
But the truth is, man, you...
Did I fucking hear that right? I really think my brain is not working right, and I think I might be retarded, because this guy is... India made another excellent fucking point. Like, do you have any gender issues? You're fighting for, you know, gender equality and all that shit. Do you have any experience? What's your expertise? I'm a white man. Oh, okay. That's you're just a white man. Like, you know, you ever question your sexual or your gender or anything? Like, oh my God, this is fucking... And he's not fucking listening. Like, listen to the person. Like, this is the person that you're supposedly, like, you know, like, fighting for, right? He's not. He's fighting for the losers, and they are fucking losers. Like, let's, you know, like, fucking, let's bring him to reality. Like, he's fighting for his fellow, you know, privileged white bitches and guys. Like, you know, these you know, people that fucking, you know, they probably have a pretty decent life, you know, because their biggest problem is picking a made-up gender. If your problem is picking up, you know, like, figuring out which made-up gender you need to be or want to be, then your life is pretty okay, you know, because the normal people that are struggling with, like, everyday problems, like, you know, like, feeding their kids or, you know, paying their bills or paying rent so they don't become homeless, they're not worried about their fucking genders. Like, it's such a, like, a white person problem, you know, picking your fucking made-up gender. That has to be the biggest white person problem ever fucking created. Like, how insane is this fucking conversation? Like, I can't even fathom it, you know? Like, and that's why I call them losers, because call them out. Like, these people need to be called out. Like, not fucking berated or fucking attacked or anything. I'm saying, like, you know, like, let them know what the reality is. Like, the reality is, you know, your biggest problem is picking a made-up gender. Doesn't that sound a little stupid? You see that, you know, you see this guy over here, like, you know, he's making fucking minimum wage, and he's trying to support his, you know, family, and, you know, he's possibly going to be evicted next week. You know, do you see the connection? Or, but no, of course, they're not going to see a connection because they're so self-absorbed and worried about themselves. I don't know. It's a conundrum, I think. I don't see any fucking solution. Man, someone needs to come up with a solution, because that shit's retarded.
You don't need sis.
Piers, when you think you're under attack, imagine being someone who has been criticized by their friends, by their family, by their school, by parts of the media, from the day they were born, just for being who they are.
There's a school. There's a school near...
It's more interesting. It's got humor.
There's a school where I grew up. Near where I grew up, in Brighton, right? About 5 miles from where I grew up. There are now 85 kids identifying as gender fluid, non-binary. It is nonsense.
It's confusing people.
It's confusing everybody. You've got kids watching this program now. No. Hearing you say there are 100 ways to identify your gender, not male and female. There are 100.
Ooh, holy shit. Fucking look at his fucking face. Look at that smug fucking attitude. I just want to go over there and punch him in his fucking eye. That smug little shit. does he even comprehend? I don't even think he comprehends what the fuck Pierce is saying right now. And I cut him off in the middle. I apologize. But it's fucking, like, Pierce is saying there's 85 kids right now that identify as some fucking made-up gender. Like, that's a scary fuck. Or questioning their fucking gender. That's fucking insane. And this smug little prick thinks it's fucking great. I get, look at him. He's so smug. Holy shit. And it's all because of him. These 85 kids, children, are going through something they wouldn't normally go through if this smug little arrogant prick wasn't fucking telling them there's 100 genders. That's what Pierce is saying, I'm pretty sure. Like, and this smug little fuck. Holy shit. I don't fucking, you know, I don't condone violence. I'm not, you know, violence is wrong. But, dude, someone needs to punch that fucking smug little fucking attitude off his face. Because he's hurting kids. And it's, like, that's what's so fucking insane to me. Like, pedophiles, right? Everyone wants to fucking cancel pedophiles, don't they? Like a lot of people want to beat up pedophiles, don't they? Right? Because they hurt children. This guy here is hurting children. Maybe not physically, mentally and emotionally. And isn't mental and emotional abuse just as fucking bad? Emotional and fucking, like, mental torture. Of course, like, nobody, like, that's a whole other subject, like, you know, physical versus mental. But, I mean, that's fucking, I mean, how many of those 85 kids are gonna fucking end up killing themselves, I wonder, you know? Or attempting suicide because of this smug prick and people like him. It's fucking absurd.
Good way to, you could be a two-spirit person.
100 ways to be compassionate. And do you know what, Pierce?
It's not compassionate. It's utterly confusing.
Do you know what would be better?
And he's dangerous.
Do you know what would be better than you being
dangerous?
Because actually, I'm not intensely keen on...
Look at him. He's not even fucking listening. He's not hearing what Pierce just fucking said. He's not even fucking listening. He doesn't care. Compassion. He's talking about compassion. You fucking retard. You have no idea what compassion is. He's like, Pierce just said, what you're doing is hurting 85 kids out there. And his response is, well, you need to have compassion. No, 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 you fucking retard. You need to have compassion. Like, what the fuck? What kind of bizarre... Am I in bizarro world right now? I'm not even high.
This cancelled culture. What would be
you
better?
You signed the petition to be fired.
I did, because you don't seem to want to learn. But what would be better?
I don't want to think how you think is what you mean. You
yes.
want to fire me because you want me to think
what
how
most
you think.
People on Twitter
and my
do
problem
as well.
About liberals today is they've been.
That's just what fucking Pierce said. Pierce just literally fucking said. Oh my god, I'm fucking blown away by this. This is blowing my mind. Like.
Become so illiberal, they're only interested in making other people agree with them and think like them. And if they don't, they no-platform them, they ban them, they cancel them, they sign petitions to get people fired, and it is utter nonsense.
Okay. Do you ever think you go too far?
Benjamin.
Do you ever
sometimes,
regret some of the
yeah,
comments?
Sometimes, yeah.
Can, but you can, must can recognize I, can that. I, and that's
but
about
not on
being
gender.
Better.
Not on gender.
And what about you, you smug little prick? Like, do you ever go too far? Because it seems like Pierce just admitted that, you know, he makes mistakes. Why is it always like, you know, people that have open minds can always fucking admit that they make mistakes? Why is that? You know, because smug little arrogant pricks like this never make a mistake somehow. They are never wrong. It's so fucking, it's so typical and amusing and pathetic. It's, that smug fucking face.
Gender. And the reason I identified as a two-spirit penguin was actually not, actually, as you think, to make a cheap mockery of people that transition.
Penguin.
I completely support all transgender people who transition. I don't support this 100 gender nonsense because
right.
I think it trivializes and demeans and makes a mockery of what people like India have
and
to
most
go
people
through.
Who
real,
have transitioned
real
on Pierce's side. This
so when I get real transphobic, I'm not transphobic.
This doesn't
and
through.
I resent you using that phrase. I'm somebody that's challenging this ridiculous notion that there are now 100 genders. That is dangerous and delusional.
Benjamin, can I just...
Yeah.
I think the 100 gender thing mm-hmm. has thrown everybody. Surely, some
yeah.
people... I totally understand and sympathise with people who have an issue with gender stereotyping.
Mm.
But 100? 100 ways to define
right, does that seem a little absurd?
This is an umbrella term of non-binary people, people who don't consider themselves male or female. And these are the terms we have for them to identify.
Okay, but 100?
Well, I mean, those are the different terms that people have accepted to describe different ones.
How many can you name?
Well, we're not going to go into that because you don't need to be a world gender expert. You just need to be compassionate, Piers.
No, please. Your idea of compassionate and mine are two different things.
Yes.
I've seen the compassion shown to me in the last week. Mm. It's zero. It's just abuse, right? And what you actually want, you want people to be able to identify as anything they want, right to the point that someone like me goes, okay, in that case, I want to be a two-spirit penguin. Then you go nuts.
Because that's not a gender.
Right,
and that's not
decided
difficult
it is,
to
and I
work
to respect,
out.
I'm going to respect the fact that I'm allowed to be that. But because you want...
He just got done saying this fucking... He is the worst spokesman. Because if this is the best spokesman for, the 100 genders or whatever, then it's complete fucking garbage. Like, this is proof that... You know, the whole fucking gender argument is complete garbage because he just got done saying, non-binary is a umbrella term for people that don't feel male or female and they can be anything they want, right? Isn't that basically what he's saying? But Pierce wants to be a fucking two-spirit penguin, but no, that's not a gender. What? You arrogant little fuck. Like, that makes no sense. And if this is... I hope this is the best spokesman. But I would love to hear, like, if they're... Like, I just don't... Because based off of what this fuck is saying, it's complete fucking nonsense. Complete nonsense. I mean, holy fuck. You know? In every fucking way.
You want everyone to be whatever they want to be.
And you call people like me snowflakes and say that we're weak-willed.
Yes.
There's nothing harder than having the guts to be yourself.
What are you talking about? Be yourself? You're not trans.
Holy shit, did you just fucking... Am I the only one that fucking heard that? Like, this fucking... There's nothing hard... He just said, this fuck, this white fuck. Oh, he's gay, so yeah, he's gone through a lot, right? He just said that there's nothing tougher, right? He's sitting next to a transgender woman who just told him how fucking tough he is making it for her. And he's telling Pierce how tough it is for him. I think that says the whole fucking, SJW, gender, fucking snowflake. Like, that just explains it all. Like, that is the... What's the word? I need someone to help me with words and shit, cause I'm not a linguistics major or anything. I'm a fucking, I'm completely retarded when it comes to words. Like, that, the whole thing, that's exactly what this whole fucking movement is, It's fucking retarded.
You're not transgender.
Here's what you should be. You should
I'm
be
here.
Ourselves
you have a real transgender person here.
I was about to say, Piers is right,
and that my life is more miserable because of what you're saying.
And
I'm
Benjamin,
an actual
here's the point.
Trans person.
I can get enraged about all sorts of things.
God.
I wake up in the morning simmering, right? I read about vegan sausage rolls. I want to go nuts. I read
Piers
about
will have an argument
cricket
in an empty
balls
room,
now being made of vegan.
Passion.
I
can't
believe that.
It's on. However, what I don't do is I don't tell people that don't agree with me, you have to be fired or cancelled or deplatformed. I debate with them. I don't like a lot of stuff, but I'm happy to have a debate. When you and I debated 100 genders, I went away and thought, interesting debate.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're here to debate me getting fired because you don't like the fact I don't agree with you.
But
that
do you
is not
accept
democracy.
It can damage people?
Not, no, you're damaging people.
You're damaging... I'm telling you, you have damaged...
Okay.
Your ideology has actually damaged my career over the last
few years. A huge number of trans people disagree with
the
you,
the whole
India.
Thing...
Yeah, I don't think India heard that one because I'm sure she would have had a great response for that. He just said... did he say most? Yeah, I don't want to rewind it and fuck it all up, but most fucking transgenders disagree with her. I guarantee he has no statistics on that. I guarantee he's wrong. Because how fucking delusional is he? That, you know, we already know how delusional these fucking white people are. These white privileged people. And when I say privilege, I hate that fucking term, you know, oh, white privilege and that kind of shit. When I say white privilege, I'm talking about, like, you know, real white privilege, you know, like these white boys and white girls that fucking, you know, grow up rich and don't have to worry about life. And their biggest problem is, you know, picking a gender. That's what real white privilege is. When your biggest problem is you can fucking worry about what gender you are, that's real white privilege, you know? Because there's tons of fucking white people out there that are fucking kids that are fucking homeless. Look at LA. It's fucking sad. There's tons of fucking kids that are homeless and fucking, you know, they haven't eaten all fucking day and, you know, get beat by their fucking parents or step-parents and all that shit. And, you know, it's fucking absurd. This whole fucking thing is absurd.
Into a joke. I've lost work because of what it's become. People don't want to get involved with transgender people.
That's because
you're not argumentative. You're not listening.
You don't want to hear me.
This is real life experience.
I don't accept that you give in to people who have bigoted views.
No,
bigoted.
It's
what is bigoted
joke.
About questioning
all the, people
the merit
out there
of 100
today.
Genders? Yeah, what's bigoted about that?
Say that again, sorry.
Everyone who thinks 100 genders is nonsense is bigoted.
Well, the problem is...
Is that your position?
I think a great many of them have broader bigotries.
No,
which leave
Yeah, he has one fucking... He has one fucking line and that's it. Like, she just told him what her problems are and it's because of what he and his fucking crew is doing. And he's like, no, that's not your problem. That's not... Like how, but he has compassion, right? This is the guy that has compassion, right? Like holy shit!
If you think that
why
is
are you so offended or stressed out by people that
Mate,
you may
you're
well
the one,
never
you're
meet?
Because you're the one signing a petition to have me fired. You want to cancel
what is so
my livelihood?
About letting people
and you
live
have
their lives.
To sit here and talk about why are you so offended?
Okay.
Let me tell you why I'm so offended.
Piers, I don't talk like that.
No, but he'll do that with everybody.
I do. Right?
Ooh. That was fucking funny as fuck. Pierce went off. And Pierce knew he fucked up because that's like, you know, you can't do that. You'll get real canceled for that. But Gay Boy there knew that was a pretty good fucking, That was a pretty good imitation, I gotta say, you know. But Pierce knew he fucked up on that. He was like, no, I talk like that.
But my point is this, if you're going to sit here and talk about offence, what about the offence you cause? Seriously, what about the offence you cause to
It's not offensive to say people can live and be the people that they were born to be. And when you mock people like Sam Smith, that causes damage to non-binary people.
I was right. I was fucking right. They do no wrong. They do no wrong. How does... But... he does no wrong. That's all there is to it. Social justice warriors do no wrong. Nothing they do hurts people. Nothing they do affects people or offends people. Everything they believe is right, non-offensive, and just right. And if you disagree with them, not only are you wrong, you should be fired, canceled, humiliated, and what you think doesn't matter. That's basically the fucking gist of this whole thing of social justice warriors and fucking the whole gender argument. That's the gist of it. That's the fucking gist of it. Fucking lighting, right? God damn, I've been doing this like 8 years and my lighting's so bad. I'm gonna let I'll let this play. I'll miss this part.
Here's what I said about Sam Smith. 2 years ago, he comes out as a gay man.
We all
cover that, okay. Right? It's a big moment. He talks about it. We all cover it. And within 2 years, he's abandoned that position and now says now he's not sure if he's male or female, right? So he's a singer. He's won Best Male Category Awards for many years, right? What is he now going to enter? We now hear the Brit... Wait a minute. We now hear the Brit Awards has to go awards neutral, almost certainly as a result of Sam Smith. So because of one guy who now says, I can't decide if I'm male or female, we no longer have best male or female categories. You know who will suffer in that? Women. Women will
suffer.
They will win less awards. So actually, these are interesting issues.
Do you know,
I heard about that. That whole thing fucking blows my mind. So, he probably said it already, but, you know, Sam Smith doesn't know what gender he is, right? So, just to appease him, and that's it, they're going to go gender neutral. Like, no more men and women. No more, you know, men's award and female award. Just award, which I don't know if that, I don't know if it's bad, like, as a whole, but definitely I'm sure women are going to get fucked in some way because, you know, they usually do, right? In more than one way. Yeah, great joke, right? So that's probably what's going to happen. But, I mean, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world because, like, music is different than sports, you know? Like, women cannot compete with men in sports. But musically, I mean, you know, fuck, I think there's some women that are fucking way better than men, you know? And, I mean, I think, isn't that a fucking given? Like, right? Like, I'm sure fucking, you know, what? I don't know how you would fucking analyze that, you know? But, yeah, I guess that's really hard to analyze. But musically, I mean, men and women can be considered equal, I would think. So, you know, what? Like, it's voice versus voice. Men don't got a better voice than women. I think most times, in most situations, don't women have better voices? Shit, I mean, fucking if you've never heard Sarah Brightman, she sings opera, but she can sing a lot of other stuff. She has the most beautiful fucking voice I've ever heard in my life. I know that sounds really gay, right? But she has the greatest voice ever, I think. That's my opinion, you know. I don't want to fucking say it to, you know, fucking, you know, tough guy, white cis male there. But, yeah, I think Sarah Brightman has the greatest voice ever in history, you know? Like, so that's a woman, you know? She's better than, in my opinion, she's better than all men. And musically, yeah, I mean, musically, isn't music subjective anyway? So there's really, you know, it's not like sports. Like, there's definitively a winner, always. And definitively, if you put fucking men and women together in sports, men are, you know, probably, you know, what, like, 99 million out of, you know, whatever, you know, like, women are not going to win. But, yeah, music is subjective. I guess that's, yeah, that might be doable, but, yeah, women are going
to
get
and
fucked.
I should be able to challenge you and to debate it.
We're women's definitely
sport,
challenging.
Women's sport is a massive issue.
What about my identity? It took me half a lifetime to become who I am today. Yeah. I don't want to live in a neutral world, with the greatest respect.
You don't have
trans
to.
Person.
You can be yourself vividly.
But I do,
but
because you're going around
that.
Your zapping.
Okay.
Well, becoming gender neutral. Everything's becoming gender neutral.
Do you agree, for example, that there is a serious issue about transgender people born to male bodies who transition to women taking part in female sport and breaking all the records and basically making women born to women bodies, female bodies, actually they can't compete? No, is that fair?
Trans women are women.
Oh my God. I already fucking went over this in a, you know, I think in episode 2 or some shit, but any credibility this guy had, and he has no credibility with me, but any credibility he had with anyone should have been fucking destroyed right then and there, because trans women are women. The end. And we know that's not true. When it comes to fucking physicality, it's not even remotely true. There is no fucking truth to that at all. It's just not.
You have no problem with, for example, a 6'5", right, person born to a male body who's a sprinter, as is happening in America right now. In Connecticut, the women's records have been annihilated by two very tall, very strong people who transitioned from male to female in their teens, now breaking all female
records. I won't play into the demonization of trans people.
Trans people don't transition anymore. That's the problem. All right, India, you
gotta shut up, please. I mean, now you gotta shut up. You're fucking this up, because Morgan Pierce was fucking going in a really good direction. But yeah, he wasn't going to answer it. The fucking, you know, cis white boy isn't going to fucking answer that question, you know, because he can't, because it's for these types of people, it's unanswerable. You can't answer that question. There's only one fucking answer. There is just one fucking answer, you know. Women cannot compete with men. That's you can't debate it. You cannot debate it. When it comes to sports, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, when it comes to sports, like, it's just fucking, like, it's fucking stupid. Like, you know? I mean, fuck, how many five foot men do you know? You know what I mean? Like, you know, just off the top of my head, I can fucking count 10 girls I know that are fucking 5 foot and under. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't even think I know any guy that's like, you know, like under what, like 5'5" maybe? And that's fucking, that's maybe, you know?
Question, transition. Is it fair to women?
Is it fair to women? Do you know, I absolutely accept that if we have gender-neutral awards, that there is a real danger living in a misogynistic culture, that will mean fewer women are recognised. I totally agree with that.
So women now get punished at award ceremony.
Okay.
What about sport?
What about sport?
Do you think there's any unfairness to female?
I mean, it depends on the different sport, frankly.
Okay. Female sports.
Oh, my God. He thinks it depends on the different sports. And that just tells you he knows nothing. This guy is speaking on shit he doesn't know about. Like, he thinks it depends on sport. I would love to. I hope he said, there's only a few minutes left. I hope, or a few seconds left. I hope he says, what sports?
I think a trans woman golfer is going to struggle from this.
Huh? Okay, I feel like we've now gone into a different area of the debate.
He just said, women golfers. Women golfers, they won't suffer. No, women, I mean, shit, you see the biceps on women, they're fucking comparable to men. I mean, shit, just compare fucking, you know, Dom Mazzetti to Taylor Swift. Because probably not a lot of people know Dom Mazzetti, but he's a YouTuber, I love him, no homo. Actually haven't watched him in a while, but he's funny as hell. Dom Mazzetti, Bro Science Life, you know, he does that shit. He does videos with Bradley Martin. Bradley Martin. Well, probably not a lot of people know Bradley Martin, but Bradley Martin versus Taylor Swift. What's his name? Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus Taylor Swift, right? I mean, same fucking biceps, right? They can fucking, I'm sure, you know, same fucking shoulder muscles, right? I mean, they're probably built the same. Yeah, I'm sure fucking swinging that fucking golf club has zero effect, right? Taylor Swift and, like, if Taylor Swift and The Rock were fucking golf pros, I'm sure they have equal fucking, you know, equal power. They can both drive the ball the same, right? That makes sense. Oh, my God. Talk about fucking wackiness. Like, see, I'm a mute. Like, this is why I like fucking, like, like, watching social justice warriors and fucking morons like this, because I think idiots are funny. They are just fucking funny. But when now it's getting to a point where it's not as funny. It's like you could really, like, you're really getting to see how it's affecting real people, like this nonsense, you know? And this nonsense is I don't know what the right word is, perpetuated by well-off white people, it seems. You know, like, that's what it always seems like. Like, go on Twitter. I mean, you have your exceptions, of course, but I mean, the majority of these people are, you know, well-off white people, because I've already said this. I keep saying it, but it's fucking true. If you have enough time in your fucking day to worry about what gender you want to be, then you don't have, you know, you don't have real life problems, you know, like it's just a fact, you know. I mean, it's absurd, you know? I mean, God, like, just that fucking idiot. And I'm sure it happens all the time, especially on Twitter, because it, she's saying, like, you know, India, the transgender woman, is telling this guy, what you guys are doing is hurting me. It's affecting me. And he's like, no, it's not. Really? Really, it's not? Okay. All right, no, I'm not gonna buy that. I was just gonna be like, all right, yeah, I'll buy that. No, I'm not gonna buy that because you're a fucking jerk off, you know? Talking about compassion and, it's so baffling. It's funny, but like, it's sad because like people are getting hurt now, you know? I mean, I guess they always been, but like, kids are getting fucking hurt, you know, because kids, like, when, remember back, because, like, I think adults, they don't think back to when they were a kid. I think it happens a lot. Like, remember back to when you were a kid and, like, how fucking confusing the world was, you know? Like, I never questioned my sexuality or anything, but if I did, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine, you know? I can't imagine the damage, you know, and these fucking, like, is that right? Is that called empathy or whatever? Like, you know, put yourself in other people's shoes. Why is it that these people that are so compassionate, they have so much compassion, they're so compassionate to people. The only people they're compassionate to is people like them. That's the only people they have compassion for. That's it. It's such a fucking pathetic joke now, you know? Like, it should really be a fucking pathetic joke. Like, you're not compassionate. You have no compassion except for fucking well-off white people like yourself, you know? And, of course, you have your exceptions. I hate when, like, you know, like, you say a statement like that and, you know, you're talking about the majority. But, of course, you have your exceptions, you know? You know, I've seen black girls. That's the thing. I've seen black girls, like, you know, that are fighting for this bullshit too, but not a lot of black guys, you know? And I'm not wondering why either, because I think they fucking, like, you see a lot of black guys that have, you know, fucking, they use common sense. Like, you know, they don't give a fuck about this nonsense, you know? It's absurd, because most black, and now I'm just spitballing here, but I'm going to say it's probably because, you know, like, black people in general grow up in poorer communities, right? So they have real world problems, you know? They're not worrying about fucking, you know, what gender they need to be, you know? That's why you don't see a lot of fucking black people. And the ones you do are usually well off, and like, especially the college kids, you know? Like, it's all these well off college kids that are fucking telling everyone how it is, and, you know, how, you know, these white kids telling everyone, like, how tough it is to be black, and, you know, cis white males telling transgender people how it is to be transgender. It's insanity. This took a lot of energy out of me. You know, personally, I'm all about personal growth too. That's a whole different subject, but you know, like, maybe, I don't know, like, three, definitely, yeah, even two, three years ago, I would be like raving like a lunatic right now, you know, because like, at the stupidity and fucking, like, how, like, these people aren't good people. Like, they're trying to, you know, portray themselves as good people, but they're not. I would be raging right now, you know, because, like, they're literally hurting kids. But, you know, but no, you can't fucking say that, you know, even though they are. You can't say it because, you know, they have compassion. You know, now it's just like, you know, it's absurd. Like, there's nothing I can do. I wish there was, you know, like, there's people literally getting hurt and, you know, nobody cares, it seems, you know, like, cause you can't go against these people cause they'll cancel you. It's like, you know what? I think at some point we all gotta, you know, like, we all gotta fucking grow some balls. The problem is the way to fucking go at these people is social media, and social media is run by conglomerates and companies that, you know, need that ad revenue to survive. And, you know, if companies start pulling their fucking ads because the companies are scared that these fucking, you know, these fairy fucking social justice warriors are going to come after them with fucking, you know, tweets and shit that they don't want to fucking get involved. But I think everyone just has to fucking grow a pair. Companies fucking like I guess the where, you know, like we as individuals need to fucking start is like support back companies, like, you know, like go out of your way to fucking, you know, like on social media, just as like do exactly what these fucking retards are doing. Not retarded shit, but like do exactly what they're doing. These retards are, you know, voicing their opinion on fucking social media. Cause a lot of people with common sense just don't fucking, you know, they're not voicing common sense because there's no need to. It's common sense. We all should have it, you know? So you don't hear a lot about it, you know, about people going back at these kind of people. So I think what needs to happen, and, you know, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. You know, if someone has a better idea or anything, I'd love to fucking hear it. I would love to see, you know, like, these people be stopped. And I think we as individuals need to fucking, like, get on our social medias and fucking, like, you know, fight back, you know? Supporting the companies that these motherfuckers go after to cancel and shit, or individuals that they try to cancel, like, fight back. Like, no, you're not going to cancel, you know, like they'll fucking, you know, like go after a company because they're fucking, you know, whatever. Like, we need to support these companies and shit first off, you know, and at the same time, fight back at these fucking social justice warriors and, you know, like, tell them the truth. Like, I don't know why it's so fucking taboo to tell the truth now. Like, why do we all have to live this lie? Why are we all living a lie of 100 genders? Why? In what bizarro land do we live? Is everyone high on fucking crack or meth or weed or fucking... Is everyone just, like, injecting weed now? That's what it seems like, because this is fucking ludicrous. Like, right? I mean, we gotta fucking... Someone's gotta fucking... I don't know. We gotta stop being scared, you know? And fucking fight back. Because they're literally hurting kids now. It's... Like, I thought everyone was for fighting against people that hurt kids. Why is nobody going against these people? They're hurting kids, you know? At what point do we, like, how bad does it have to get? You know, are the statistics just not strong enough? How many kids need to, you know, I mean, shit, just like the parents that fucking let their kids get sex changes and fucking hormone injections at the age of like 6 and 9 and like absurd ages where we're still growing. I mean, fuck, our brains don't stop growing till we're 25 years old. Like, think about that. And people and these idiot parents are letting their kids fucking choose genders at fucking 10 years old. That's in fucking sanity, you know? Like, that should fucking, that's child abuse, you know? That's fucking literal child abuse. Like, think back to when you were a kid. Like, when I was a kid, like, I'm trying to think back to, what, like, when I was, like, 10 or 11 or anything. It was a different time, sure, but I wasn't thinking about my gender. You know why? Because it wasn't being shoved down my throat that there's 100 fucking genders that I need to fucking pick one. Or I can be any of them. Because when you're a kid, you're questioning everything. You don't know. You question everything. So I guarantee these kids are like they hear about these fucking, they hear these cis white males fucking telling them there's 100 genders and you could be any one of them. If I was 10, I'd be like, holy shit, really? So I don't have to be a boy? I could just be fucking anything? Like, how cool is that? I want to be anything. I mean, it's got to be appealing to kids. And then when they start to fucking, you know, they start to get, like, hormones and fucking, you know, grow hair on their nutsack and, you know, grow tits. Like, they're all fucked up. They're like, well, wait a minute. I really want to stick my pee-pee in girls and, you know, I want to kiss girls and all this shit. And they're like, well, wait a minute. What fucking gender am I? And there's all kinds of questions. Like, they are severely fucking kids up. Not just the parents. The fucking people spouting this shit off on social media. I'm just saying. Some, you know. I wish I had the fucking... The clout to fucking, you know, be a voice. Because, like, this is... Like, to me, this is so... This is a really serious fucking thing. You know? Yeah, I laugh about it and everything, because I laugh at the absurdity. Like, ugh, it's absurd. You know? Like, I wish I had a voice to, like, you know, like, fucking just, like, get it out there. Like, dude, these people are hurting kids. Like, because the narrative isn't, like, that should be the fucking narrative now. Like, the only narrative. Like, they are hurting kids. Like, stop with the fucking, you know, oh, your shit's nonsense. We all know it's nonsense. That's a given. Like, we need to be talking about the effects. Like, you're affecting kids. You're hurting kids. That should be the only fucking thing. What's your fucking, you know, like, you're hurting kids. That's it. You know? I mean, shit, I can't imagine the fucking, like, when statistics start, like, really fucking piling up and shit in, like, 5-10 years. Who knows in 5 and 10 years? Hopefully, you know, these social justice warriors have been stomped in the ground. And in 5 and 10 years, like, a lot of these social justice warriors are gonna, you know, they're gonna grow up and be like, holy shit, I can't believe I fucking said that shit. I can't believe... I must have looked so stupid, you know, like they're gonna, a lot of them are gonna fucking realize that, you know. So I don't know if this is gonna be a problem. I mean, it's still probably gonna be a problem, because if nobody fucking talks about it or says anything, it's just gonna keep being a problem. Kids are gonna be getting hurt, you know. It's a fucked up situation, you know. I don't have answers. I wish I did have answers. I wish I could help in some way. Like, I'm not into fucking, you know, like, crusading and fucking, you know, especially not being a fucking fake Twitter activist and shit. But, you know, like, I would love to fucking help in some way. If I could help in some way, I would love to, you know? Because, like, kids are getting hurt, you know? I mean, they're kids are getting hurt in so many different ways, of course. And this is one of them, you know? This is one of them. And it's the demographic that all these fucking, you know, all these people should be worried about. The kids that are getting hurt are kids that don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, whether they're going to have a roof over their head. Those aren't the kids that are going to be getting hurt here. So I'm really surprised that more people haven't, like, you know, like, spoken out about this, like how these people are hurting children, because it's their type of children, their children that, you know, they care about, you know, because nobody, it seems nobody cares about homeless, you know. It's fucking like, just get them out of here. You know, you ever see videos on YouTube, like people are just like, just get them out. Like, move them along, you know, not on this sidewalk, like, go to another sidewalk, you know. Nobody's like, oh my God, can, you know, like, what do we do to, you know, can we get them housing somehow? How can we do housing? No, it's just, get them to a different town. It's fucking insane, you know. But I mean, shit, you know, white children are getting hurt now. Isn't that all anyone cares about anyway, right? Like, it doesn't social media, or, like, you know, like, all these fucking clickbait websites and news organizations, isn't that all they care about? Like, the poor white children that are being hurt, right? Well, you got some fucking, you know, you got some well-off white people that are getting hurt. Isn't that what you're always fucking, you know, making clickbait articles about, right? Fuck, man. I don't know. It's a fucked up world we live in, but hopefully... this is my last rant on this kind of shit. But yeah, because I this wasn't like, you know, because I've done a few interviews with some cam girls, which were great. Dripping Wet Goddess, holy shit, great interview. If you didn't see it last episode or listen to it, go listen to it. It is fucking interesting. We went on for 3.5 hours of we just went everywhere. It was really fun. It was really interesting to me. I learned a lot. But yeah, like, I you know, I want to fucking, you know, have people on and shit, you know, keep it light, keep it more light, you know. I don't like this fucking, this downer shit, but I just think it needed to be talked about. Like, I don't hear a lot of it. Like, that video fucking blew my mind. I never knew Pierce was like that. Like, I, you know, I had a different view of Pierce, and, you know, oh shit, get this, I just changed my view about Pierce Morgan. Wow, can you believe that? Of course, you know, he has some takes I don't like, but yeah, Oh man, my, you know. Yeah, you don't hear that a lot, like, you know, people changing their minds or, you know, admitting they were wrong. Maybe I was wrong about Pierce. I probably was, obviously, because that was one of the best fucking, you know, takes I've heard about, like, the whole gender argument. Like, that was fucking brilliant, you know? So I guess I was wrong about Pierce. Wow. I was wrong. Can you believe that? Someone saying that they're wrong? Oh, God. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. Like, you know, we're all wrong at some time, at some point. So, like, you know, don't be afraid to admit it. You know, it's how we grow as people, you know? I mean, shit, look at Joe Rogan. You know, he has no fucking fear of saying he's wrong when he's wrong on things, you know? And look at him. He's, you know, you can see he grows as a person. He gains fucking knowledge. Like, look at all the knowledge he's gaining, you know, by being so open, having all these different guests on and shit, you know? Like, his fucking, like, you know how he has a big head? You know why he has a big head? Because his brain is expanding with all the knowledge he's getting. Like, you know, experience is good. Other sides are good. We should all fucking do it. But yeah, so like I was saying, yeah, I want to keep it more fucking, more light, you know, more fun, you know, like Karen's. Maybe we'll do, we got to fucking take a look at Karen's, because I fucking love Karen's. They're the funniest. And there's nothing sad about a Karen, except, you know, maybe they're poor kids that have to, you know, you know, be like fucking exposed on fucking social media because their fucking mother's going off like a retard or something. But, you know, that's, it's not that bad, you know? So, well, it's, you know, that's okay. But, yeah, so, yeah, fucking hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you follow me. Fucking follow, subscribe, like. If you want to support the podcast, links are in the description and all that bullshit. And if you want to be a guest, hit me up. And that's that. And as always, I'm Gary Gabagool, and what I'm trying to think of my Pervert Pete outro, because I always, like, because I had that down on spot, because I don't have an outro intro type thing yet, and I fucking, you know, do I need one? Of course not, but I always like the cockboy shit, you know? As always, I'm Gary Gabagool. I'll check you later, cockboy nation. Oh, fuck yeah. There we go. That's it. We'll be right back.